This is Digital Story Podcast number 741, June 2nd, 2020. Today's theme is how to interview and record from remote locations. I'm Derek Story. I've talked a lot about preserving family memories from the past, but what about capturing stuff that's going on right now? We may be physically separated from those we care about, but that doesn't mean we can't capture their thoughts and feelings with video and sound. You can do it affordably and with excellent quality, and on today's podcast, I'm going to show you how. Some of the most important video that I have is of my late father talking about his life experiences. About a decade ago, I sat him down in front of a video camera and interviewed. He was up here visiting, and I said, "Dad, how do you feel about taking an hour out and us doing this?" And he said, "Let's do it. I love the idea." And of course, he was about as shy as I am in front of the camera, so it really was pretty fun and pretty easy. But we were lucky. We were within driving distance of one another, and this was physically possible. And I have to tell you, what he had to say was fascinating. So let's fast forward to right now. Our friends and family are experiencing things that future generations may appreciate seeing and hearing about firsthand. For example, imagine being able to hear what your great-grandfather was thinking in the middle of the Great Depression. That wasn't possible then, but we can capture how others feel right now in the middle of this pandemic and in the middle of this social unrest that's going on. And we can do so safely and remotely. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm using Skype with some software called Call Recorder by Ecamm Software. And the reason why I'm using that combination is because it's very dependable, the tools are great, and the Ecamm software is only $39, and that's for both the recorder and the processing software, you know, the post software, which is, I think, super affordable for what you get. Now, I'm sure there are packages that work with Zoom and other platforms, but I will tell you that most of the podcasters that I know or that interview me, we use Skype and we use this package just because it's so darn good. And by the way, I bought Call Recorder years ago. I mean, you know how long I've been in podcasting, right? I bought it way back when, and then I think it was like $5. They have not charged me for an upgrade since. And they have to upgrade it all the time because basically every time Skype changes something on their end, then Call Recorder has to make an update on their end. So they are constantly working to keep their software in step with Skype, and they have never charged me an upgrade fee. And I have forgotten my registration number about four times over all these years, and they always just send it to me. They don't press me for any sort of, you know, "Hey, wouldn't you like to buy this?" They just send it to me. I mean, these guys are great. And this software is terrific. So that's why I'm focusing on the Skype Call Recorder package right now. The other thing, too, that I like about Skype is that they also have a web browser version available. So the person that you're interviewing doesn't even have to download the software. They can just use a web browser. It's very versatile. Obviously, it's on, you know, both Android and iOS as well. And the whole thing just works really well as long as you have enough bandwidth. And of course, that's always an issue regardless of which platform that you're using. So yes, I'm talking about a specific package today. Nonetheless, if you don't like Skype for whatever reason, I'm sure there are packages that are similar for your preferred platform, and then just still follow the steps that we're going to talk about today, okay? Now, I'm also building upon the ideas and techniques that I've discussed in my two recent video productions The first being Digitizing Family Memories, and the second, which is just out today, yay, The Essential Steps to Impressive Video Conferencing. In Digitizing Family Memories, I really talk a lot about the importance of archiving and preserving family memories and all of that kind of stuff. And then in Essential Steps to Video Conferencing, I really talk about how you can build a system or put together a system with the tools that you already have to put your best smile forward when you're online, both in terms of audio and video. So you take all of that kind of stuff. That's a good foundation for what we're going to do right now, which is taking what you've learned now and then bringing someone else into it in real time and then capturing that and then preserving it. I mean, really, that is cool when you think about it. We have the chance to be a type of historian unlike really anyone has had this sort of opportunity before at a time in our history that I think everyone will agree is very unusual and challenging and will be talked about for decades to follow, okay? So we are at a unique place. We have the right tools and we have some very interesting stuff going on. The basic setup, yes, Skype. You can set up an account for free if you don't already have one. And then I have the link in the show notes. Of course I do, right? To Call Recorder by Ecamm Software, and it's Ecamm Software. Call Recorder is for the Mac. This specific software application is for the Mac. Again, there are call recorders out there for both platforms and that cover all the different tools that are out there. So essentially, what I'm going to do is give you sort of the five steps for this workflow and talk a little bit along the way. But before I do that, I want to tell you just a little bit about this Ecamm software that really blows me away. So once you buy and download Ecamm, you start it up, you know, you install it, you connect it to Skype, you know, it just walks you through all that. Then every time that you launch Skype, it's right there ready to go. Now you can set it up so you record audio only, so that you record audio and video. And of course, if you record audio and video, your Skype call has to be a video call as well. And you even have, you know, options in terms of how that video is going to come across. You can do multi-track, picture-in-picture, split screen. You know, you have some really nice tools here. And what I've done is I published a little demo video of a conversation that I had, that Teresa and I had here in Santa Rosa with our boys in San Jose. And we were going over, it was a family meeting, essentially. But I recorded it in the style that I recommend for the interview. So in other words, I had a picture-in-picture going for this particular interview. And the boys' picture dominated the screen, right? And then the inset picture was myself and Teresa. And the reason why I do that and recommended that and share that is that, and we're going to get into this in the steps, is that allows a small version of you to be on the screen when you're doing the interview. They can see a little bit about your face, but, you know, you're not the main story. So, you know, the person that you're interviewing is. So you're there, you sound good and all that sort of stuff, but the rest of the picture, the bulk of the picture is the person who you're talking to. It allows you to do all this stuff. I mean, it is really super nice. I mean, I really dig this. The true bottleneck in any of this would be internet connection on both sides, right? So as long as you have internet connection and the other person has internet connection that's decent, this can work, okay? All right, so I have a link to the little 1 minute demonstration video in the show notes, or you can just go to, you know, my Vimeo page and it'll be there and anyone can view it. All right, let's get into the basic steps for setting up and executing a remote interview. Step one, make sure both sides can video conference. I mean, I know this is very basic, but we can't just assume that, you know, the other person knows how to log into Skype or create a Skype account or do any of that kind of stuff. So usually what I recommend on this, if I want to do a remote, is that have a phone conversation first. Just let's say that we're going to interview my mom, who has been sheltered in place this whole time down in Southern California. So I would call mom up first and say, hey, mom, I have this idea. I want to do this thing. Are you interested in it? And you know, knowing my mom, she would say yes. So I go, great. So this is what it would involve. And so it involved, you know, the computer and Skype and audio and video. Well, that can be intimidating to someone who doesn't do that all the time. So that's when you start going, okay, if the person isn't savvy in that, then maybe in my case, I could pull my sister in. She could bring her laptop over. She could set it all up and be there, sort of be tech support for mom while mom then does the interview. Or maybe there's someone in the house, or you know how that works. So you want to have a phone call first to sort of, you know, work through all this stuff. Now, some people just live online all the time. You know, they're using Skype, they're using Zoom, they're doing all this sort of stuff, they're FaceTiming. So they're not going to be the problems, but some folks, and especially folks that you really want to talk to, may need a little help. Make sure you get that help arranged well ahead of time, okay? So that they can focus on what they want to say and not have to worry about the technical stuff. All right, the second step then is for you to get your call recorder set up on your computer. So you just click on the link or go to ecamm.com and buy call recorder. You get the whole toolbox for $39. Get it installed, and then you can test it. You can do Skype test call and test it just to make sure that it's recording and all of that stuff. All right, so that's step two. Just sort of get that all dialed in. Now it's time in step three for the first interview. And the reason why I say the first interview is that when I'm thinking about doing this with someone, I actually say, hey, I'd like to break this into two or three interview sessions. Are you okay with that? You know, so maybe we could do a call on Tuesday and then do a call a week from Tuesday and then a call the Tuesday after that. How does that sound? There's a couple of reasons why I like doing that. One is I like doing the first interview content-wise, looking at it on video, thinking about it and going, all right, what do I want to do the same or differently on the second session? And then the other thing is that it gives you a chance to look at the setup technically, and if there's any bugs that need to be worked out, let's just say that the lighting on the person you're interviewing is just absolutely horrible. Let's just say they got a really strong light coming from, you know, directly above. It's making their eyes look dark. It's just not flattering at all. Well, then that gives you a chance to see how that looks and then say, you know, okay, can we get a light, you know, that's facing you, you know, that's, you know, shining directly on your face, preferably a softer light, that kind of thing, and make some technical adjustments for the second interview. And along all those lines is that I never ask the important stuff on the first interview. The first interview really, let's say that you end up with a total of 30 minutes from the three sessions of, you know, what you're keeping. Well, the first interview of that 30 minutes is usually going to be about 5 to 10 at the most, okay? It'll be a lot of introductory stuff, that kind of thing. But I don't really get into the questions that are really important to me until the second interview or the third interview, because I want to have everything set up. If they say something really dynamite, I want to capture that. You know, I don't want that to be in the first interview when the light's bad and all that kind of stuff, right? So that first interview is usually fairly short. It's kind of a test interview. It gives me a chance to, you know, iron things out so that when we come back on for the second session, we are ready to talk some serious stuff. Number four, keep the limelight on the person being interviewed. So this isn't really about you. On one level, you could say, well, we don't even need to hear your voice, but I don't agree with that. I like, as a viewer, I like to hear the questions being asked, and then I like to see how the person responds to them. So I do like especially having some of that audio. So if I'm going to have some of the audio, I'd like to see a little bit, you know, about who that person is. And this is really a long way of me saying, okay, I like picture in picture for these sort of things. Now, you can go side by side if you want too. I mean, side by side would be equal weight on you and the person that you're interviewing. So you would be, you know, one half of the frame and the person you're interviewing would be on the other half, and it goes like that. There's a couple reasons why I personally don't use side by side for this. One is that you're both on camera all of the time, especially you. And so if you need to look something up or if you're thinking about something, then that can be distracting to the overall interview. Whereas if you have the camera focused on them, that is the main thing, right? They're filling up the frame. You're pretty small in the picture-in-picture. So if you do look away or something for a minute, it's not very obvious, right? You really, the viewer doesn't know. At this point, the viewer is going to be pretty much locked in to the person that's answering the questions. And I just think that it works better. There's enough of me to be there, so there's context, and obviously you can hear my voice, but there's not so much of me that I interfere with the person being interviewed. So my personal preference, and this is totally a personal preference, is to keep the limelight on the person being interviewed, and then you're there, they can hear your questions, but you know, you are much smaller in terms of screen space than the star of the show. The fifth point that I think is important is don't be afraid to edit. A lot of times in the beginning, there's a lot of sort of chit-chat, and then there'll be chit-chat after you've asked your last question and the person's answered the last question. And that's just kind of the arc of human conversation. You know, we kind of warm up and kind of ease into it. Then we have the meaty stuff, and then we kind of cool down afterwards, right? Just kind of, you know, slide off into the sunset sort of thing. Well, I especially don't think that that first part and the end needs to be kept in the interview itself. Now, I'm not saying throw it away. It's more outtake material, and who knows? There could be something in that chit-chat that sometime up the road might be interesting or you might want to have. But generally speaking, I like to start clean with the interviews so that I will trim the video clip up until the point to where, you know, we really are getting to the meat. Because I think that's what most viewers want. They want, you know, to jump right into it. And then I'll trim it at the end. If you do that, most of the time it'll be fine. That's not to say that there will be pauses and things in the middle that maybe sometimes you go, I don't know. I kind of wish that were gone, but I don't have the editing software to do that. Whereas in the Ecamm tools or even in QuickTime, you can trim the ends off things, no problem. You know, so we all have tools to do that. If you start doing stuff in the middle, then you're going to need, you know, some movie editing software. You're going to need iMovie or Final Cut or, you know, Premiere or whatever you happen to use. So I'm not as tied to that. So I figure if you get a clean start and you have a clean finish, then we can kind of live with the stuff in the middle. Unless you have movie editing software, then feel free to get rid of you know, those chunks in the middle where it's just, you know, 10 seconds of dead air while someone's thinking, okay, or looking something up or whatever happens to be going on. Those are my key points for this. Other than just really planting the seed for you that this is such an amazing time we're in right now in so many different ways. And I just feel like that interviewing people right now and getting their feelings and, you know, how has your sheltered in experience been the last 75 days? I'd like to hear about it. I mean, what's your typical day like? Don't you think that would be interesting later on? I do. I do, and especially if it was a family member that we cared about, you know, like, for instance, my mom who is alone. So these sort of things, I think, are just fantastic opportunities and that we can capture them now. We have the tools. It doesn't cost very much. The content's good. And then what we can do is we can integrate that content with the other things that we're doing. We can integrate that content with preserving our family memories. So now we have still photos and things from, you know, years ago, decades ago. And then you're adding to it. So not only are you the curator, you're also the active historian on top of it. And of course, these techniques can be used for all sorts of other things. If you want to have a podcast and you want to interview someone else, this is the way to do it. I'm telling you. I use it for audio only, for interviewing for the podcast, and it's fantastic. I use it for audio and video for projects like I'm talking about right now, and it works great. So, I mean, this is stuff that once you get it down, right, once you sort of get your system worked out, which you can do in just an hour or two, you have a very powerful tool at your disposal. So I'm excited about sharing this with you. I sort of feel like it's the next step for us, you know, based on all the things that we've been working on, you know, over the last couple months. I hope you give it a try. If you do, I would love to hear about it. I would love to hear about it. You know, this is a big chance for us. I hope you take advantage of it. Speaking of these things, the Essential Steps to Impressive Video Conferencing is now available. Yes, it is. This 1-hour course in audio, video, and environment. So regardless of what you're doing, job interview, attending a virtual classroom, interacting with coworkers, being the boss man and telling other people what to do, family gatherings, it goes on and on. You want to look good and you want to sound good, and that's what this movie is about. If you're an Inner Circle member on Patreon, go to the site right now and everything is there for you. The link to the video, the password, and the little information about it. You can watch it right now. Many of your fellow Inner Circle members have already watched it and they're already starting to comment on the movie itself. And if you're not an Inner Circle member, well, you can remedy that right now. Just go to our Patreon site. There's a tile on every page of the digital story, and there's a link in the show notes. If you become a Patreon member, then right away, you'll be able to see the links to the video, and you'll be able to fire up and get going. So it can happen like that, right? It can happen like that. If that's not the route that you prefer, but yet you want to see this movie, which I think you will enjoy, I hope you will enjoy, then you can go to The Nimble Photographer, www.thenimblephotographer.com. Click on the workshop page and it'll be right there for you. You can buy it for $14.95 and then you can just enjoy the heck out of it that way too. So you have a couple different options for this. I go over all sorts of different ways to improve your audio, all sorts of different ways to, you know, approach your video. And I talk about some key things with environment, internet, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of content in there and there's some really helpful tips. If you're going to be spending any time online in video conferencing at all, which I can't imagine you won't be given our circumstances, I think you'll get a lot out of this. I hope you'll take a look at it, and thank you to all of our Patreon members for supporting this podcast and supporting projects like this. I hope you enjoy it as well. So as I was checking my email this afternoon before I recorded the show, I saw this interesting note from Olympus, and I thought I'd share it with you. So basically, they created an offer for June, and it reads like this: buy 3 M. Zucchio lenses and get a OMD body for free. This is wild. Here's what they're proposing. So if you buy, now these are expensive lenses, and you have to buy these specific lenses. If you buy the 17-14 f/2.8 Pro, the 40-150 millimeter f/2.8 Pro, my favorite Olympus lens, by the way, and the 300 f/4 Pro, and then you choose a body, either the E-M1X or the E-M1 Mark II or the E-M1 Mark III, you'll get the body for free. They won't charge you for the body. You just pay for the lenses. So the way this works out is that you end up spending about $5,800 for the entire kit, but the savings that you're receiving is between about $1,700 and $3,000, depending on which camera you choose. Now, on this deal, I'm sort of curious as why the EM1 Mark II is in there, because if you could get the EM1 Mark III, and it doesn't cost you any more on this deal than the two, why would you get the two? I'm not sure about that one. I think it, for most people, it's going to be between the EM1X or the EM1 Mark III, depending on how you shoot, okay? So I have the link in the show notes, or you can just go to getolympus.com/freeomd, F-R-E-E-O-M-D. And you'll see the offer page there. They see pictures of, the whole deal here. Now, it's good. This offer is good from June 1st, 2020 to July 5th, 2020. And it's available in the U.S. only, okay? And consumer must purchase all three lenses and one of the three OMD bodies listed above at the same time in order to be eligible for the free camera body. And all products must be purchased at full retail price. So there are the gotchas. Obviously, I went over to the page and kind of tested things out, nosed around a little bit. I clicked on the Buy Now link, and it's basically, there's nothing special. I mean, the first page I sent you to is special. It shows the offer. But then when you click on Buy Now, this basically takes you to their store. So I think what I would do is just buy everything that you want. And then somehow they'll back the camera out of the deal. I don't know how they're working that in the shopping cart. Today is the first day of it. So if you're interested in this offer, you might want to wait a day or so and see if there's a little bit more information about how that works already. And you can always contact them. But I think it's an interesting deal, especially if you want the EM1X. You get that body for free with lenses that you want anyway. I know it's a big investment up front, but I think it's a fascinating offer. I really do. All right, let's address a little Virtual Camera Club news. First, a big thanks to our Patreon members, our Inner Circle members. Thank you so much for supporting this show. Welcome, new members. We've got some new members this week, and I just love having you here. And I hope we have a few new members join us, so that they can get the movie for free, alrighty? So big thanks to Patreon members. I know they get some goodies right now, but they're not in it for that. They're in it to make sure that this podcast stays on the air, and for that, I am most appreciative. Also want to mention that I have some good new titles on both LinkedIn Learning and Lynda.com. The latest two, Capture One Pro 20, and Photos for macOS, Catalina, and iPadOS. And I have another one coming later on this month. Very exciting. If you subscribe to either of those or would like to subscribe to either of those, I have all sorts of titles on there, and you might want to check them out. Lots of good learning. Want to mention that we have tiles on the site for B&H and Amazon. Those are affiliate tiles, so if you click on one of those, takes you over to either the B&H site or the Amazon site. Then you can just shop to your heart's content. Whatever you purchase helps support this podcast. Alrighty, so we get a little bit of money for your purchases, but it doesn't cost you anything more. And I really appreciate those folks out there in our community who actually come over to the site first and then go over to B&H or Amazon. Really appreciate that extra step. And finally, a huge thanks to our friends at Red River Paper, one-stop shopping for everything that comes out of an inkjet printer, right? They have ink, they have paper, they have tutorials, they have reviews, they have glassine sleeves, they have envelopes, they have fine art cards, they have panorama fine art cards, they have all sorts of good stuff. And they are great folks, and they are really behind this podcast. I have people in our community write me all the time and say, thank you for turning me on to Red River Paper. And I say, you're most welcome. And I thank Red River Paper for allowing me to do that. They also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And of course, they have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. If you're going to do some inkjet printing, click on that tile first, nose around, get your feet wet, order some stuff, and then make something beautiful. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I'm excited about this. I hope you guys do some interviews. I'm working on some more cool stuff for next week. Have a great week. Stay safe out there more than ever. Come back and join me next week. See you then. Bye-bye now.